It's 2:45. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 WILL Urbana. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Beautiful day in Champaign-Urbana. Sunny skies, 77 degrees. You may have heard recently of a woman in Oregon who, on a beautiful sunny day, took her freshly washed laundry outside to dry on a clothesline and found herself in hot water. The subdivision Susan Taylor lives in has rules about such things. They're called covenants, conditions, and restrictions. And under the CC&Rs, clotheslines must be screened from the view of neighbors. But Taylor wasn't going to take the line down and return quietly to the laundry room. Drying her laundry out of doors in the sunshine and fresh air was something she could do for the environment. So she tried to win the approval of the developer, Brooks Resources. According to a story in the Wall Street Journal, she built a fabric screen to hide the clothesline, but that didn't fly. So under a threat of legal action, Taylor has been hanging the wash in the garage. The last we heard about Taylor and the rules promulgated by the subdivision's developer came from the website of television station KTVZ. The developer, asked by Taylor to amend the subdivision's rules, said it would explore, quoting here, acceptable solutions to address the issue of screening clothes drying apparatus. Taylor is not alone in her desire to dry the laundry in an eco-friendly way. Legislation has been introduced in a number of states now to override bans on clotheslines. My guest in this portion of the program is a proponent of the clothesline. He is the founder and executive director of Project Laundry List. His name is Alexander Lee. Alexander Lee, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Nice to talk with you. Do you have any further word about Susan Taylor and others struggling with restrictions on clotheslines?
Well, this story certainly is not just about her. There are 300,000 community associations around the country, and most of them, according to the Community Association Institute, who we're cooperating with now, restrict or ban the use of the clothesline. Yeah. But poor Susan is our spokesperson now, and she's doing a great job. Unfortunately, her community association, instead of taking a leadership position, has decided to study the problem, which is what I think we're finding a lot of times.
Yeah. Any suggestion as to what the community association might find an acceptable clothes drying apparatus, an acceptable screen to clothes drying apparatus?
Well, I've had a conversation with them, and it's not clear to me out of that conversation what she can do. Supposedly, they do allow fences, but she left me with the impression that they don't allow fences. So it's sort of community specific as to what the other rules and bylaws in place are. But the reason we're focused on this one is because of the huge amount of energy savings.
Yeah. How much energy do clothes dryers use?
Well, the federal government statistic is 5.8% or 6% of residential electricity use. But that statistic is way off because I use a laundromat, for instance, to do my wash, not my drying. And also, there's a lot of commercial use, too.
So you're not drying your clothes out on the line?
Oh, I am.
You are? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I only do my washing.
Okay.
Not my drying. It's the laundromat. That would be rather hypocritical of me. Although we don't preach, and we don't think the dryer is bad for all people under all circumstances. There are certainly people with allergies and whatnot.
Yeah. And also, you're based in New Hampshire, so I wonder, you know, do you dry clothes on the line year-round?
Great question. We get it a lot. Yes, I do. I dry inside in the winter because I don't want to pay to run a humidifier. And I have a nice big wooden drying rack. But you can hang out year-round if your hands can stand it. Because of sublimation, that high school chemistry stuff about a solid going to a gas, as long as it's a nice crystal clear day like today, you take your stuff inside.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's dry.
Yeah. Now, sheets and towels are fine on the line. That's wonderful. But what about blue jeans? Do you have any advice for drying clothes outside so they won't end up feeling like cardboard?
Well, one woman that I talked to, her eczema went away because she started drying her clothes outside. So, as I said before, you know, there are some people for whom it's not a good thing, and there are some people for whom it's a great thing. And I do have suggestions for first thing is just to throw in half a cup of vinegar, and no, your clothes won't smell like vinegar towards the end of the cycle, and that acts as sort of a natural fabric softener.
Hmm. What kind of savings can a family see by drying clothes on the line?
Well, I've heard various figures. The Rocky Mountain Institute says about $85 a year, but it's going to depend where you live and what your electricity rates are and how many loads of wash you do. I mean, that varies wildly. The federal government keeps statistics on that, actually, and some families do more than 15 loads a week.
That's a lot of laundry. How does electric compare with gas for clothes drying?
Gas is more efficient. Unfortunately, we've only seen a slight rise in the last 30 years of consumption of gas machines, so people are buying electric machines at a much higher rate.
Yeah. So you mentioned for some folks this works well for, you know, how they feel when they put their clothes on and when they put the sheets on the bed and the towels in the bathroom and whatnot. And there's the matter of saving energy, and there's the matter of saving money. Are there other benefits to being less reliant on our clothes dryers?
Sure, your clothes last longer, so you're saving money there, too, because you don't have to replace your wardrobe as often. I mean, my question is, where do you think lint comes from? and they, of course, they smell better. I mean, we're generating all these fake scents. Yankee Candle has 4 or 5 cents on the market that are supposed to smell like clean clothes.
Yeah.
Hung out to dry. And I would say this. I mean, it's a battle about aesthetics, really, at this point. And aesthetics should not overrule the practical public policy considerations of the amount of energy that we can save in a time when we're fighting over oil.
How many states are considering or have passed measures to end restrictions on clotheslines?
That's hard for me to know, but Florida does ban the restriction of clotheslines, and Utah has a law that has some effect. And then Hawaii, somebody recently got in touch with me, said that their law will cover clotheslines because it's a solar device law. New Hampshire is going to introduce right-to-dry legislation, and Vermont's tried successively 3 different times, and it's never been successful.
Hmm. What inspired you to found Project Laundry List?
I was a college student, and I started it 12 years ago when an anti-nuclear activist from Australia named Dr. Helen Caldicott came to a peace symposium that I organized. She gave a speech, and she said, all did things like hang out our clothes, we could shut down the nuclear industry. And I said, well, that's a great idea. My mother's always hung up. I grew up in a suburb of Boston where it wasn't necessary for us to do it, but we did. And it was sort of a point of Yankee frugality. I said, well, I'll take that idea and run with it. And 12 years later, I'm still running with it.
Yeah. Well, it's something anybody can do.
That's right. I think we found something that people can really relate to, and taps into people's emotion. There are a lot of books out there. I just finished a wonderful one by Kathleen Norris called "Quotidian Mysteries: The Laundry Liturgy and Women's Work," it's a wonderful, wonderful reflection on laundry.
Yeah. Does your mission extend beyond the clothesline?
We get asked that a lot, as though, you know, you can't be working on just this one tiny little thing, but it's not a tiny little thing. It's, you know, a huge amount of electricity and energy, and we certainly don't ever want to leave anyone with the impression that if they have a clothesline, that's all that they have to do for the environment,
right,
or for saving energy. And so we do push people to wash with cold water. 80% of the washing expense is heating the water, and we push people to put in those CFL light bulbs that you're getting rebates for your electric bill, probably.
Cold water also make your clothes last longer.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Now, outside of the cold water and the half a cup of vinegar into the wash,
mm-hmm.
any other laundry tips you'd like to share?
Boy, well, you know, when I was the featured activist in Sierra magazine, this fancy photographer came and took my photo, and I didn't hang up the clothes properly, according to a couple letters that I got. So if you're hanging up shirts, make sure you hang them from the bottom, not
yes.
from the shoulders.
Yes.
I'm chuckling, kind of, but there are a number of different ways to do it, and certainly, you know, you live in a part of the world where the Amish laundry lines are pretty famous. In Venice, the clotheslines are particularly famous, and I want to tell you one last story if we've got a moment.
Yeah, quickly, though. Yeah.
In Poughkeepsie, New York, the mayor banned clotheslines, and she broke her city council tie, and now no one can hang in anywhere but their backyard. And this Italian-American woman who was a member of ours said to her, in Venice, when one woman wants to compliment another, she hangs a beautiful line.
Mm. Very nice. Yes, that line can look lovely, can't it, with the colors and the shapes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why we have so much artwork on our website.
Yeah. Well, Alexander Lee, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Great. I hope people will visit our website at laundrylist.org. Thanks.
You're very welcome. www.laundrylist.org. Alexander Lee is the founder and executive director of Project Laundry List.